Welcome to Healing with Worth, a podcast dedicated to healthy recovery and instilling hope in the wake of betrayal trauma. We are women that have experienced this intimately and want to support other women so they don't have to walk the path alone. We are not professionals, and the content of this show is not meant to replace therapeutic healing. If you would like to join a therapist-led support group to help your betrayal trauma, you may reach out to us at healingwithworth.org to join one of our online worth groups. Now, here are your hosts, Janine and Naomi. Welcome back to Healing with Worth. We're your hosts, Janine and Naomi. And today we just wanted to share a little story. This is a story that is told by Jen Hatmaker at some event. So she told this story and made this analogy, and I really love it. And I've shared it with people over the years since I've heard it. And it is something that I feel is one of those pillars of worth. And it makes me think of my worth sisters.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
So story time, everybody.
Yes. Story time. Okay. She says, see, in the wild, when a mama elephant is giving birth, all the other female elephants in the herd back around her in formation. They close ranks so that the delivering mama cannot even be seen in the middle. They stomp and kick up dirt and soil to throw attackers off the scent and basically act like a pack of badasses. They surround the mama and incoming baby in protection, sending a clear signal to predators that if they want to attack their friend while she's vulnerable, they'll have to get through 40 tons of female aggression first. When the baby elephant is delivered, the sister elephants do two things. They kick sand or dirt over the newborn to protect its fragile skin from the sun, and then they all start trumpeting, a female celebration of new life, of sisterhood, of something beautiful being born in a harsh, wild world despite enemies and attackers and predators and odds. Scientists tell us this. They normally take this formation in only two cases, under attack by predators like lions or during the birth of a new elephant. This is what we do, girls. When our sisters are vulnerable, when they're giving birth to new life, new ideas, new ministries, new spaces, when they're under attack, when they need their people to surround them so they can create, deliver, heal, recover, we get in formation. We close ranks and literally have each other's backs. You want to mess with our sister? Come through us first. Good luck. And when delivery comes, and when new life makes its entrance, when healing finally begins, when the night has passed and our sister is ready to rise back up, we sound our trumpets because we saw it through together. We celebrate, we cheer, we raise our glasses and give thanks. And so we'll put
That's so great.
I know, I love it. We'll put this picture on the cover for the episode. So hopefully you can see the picture that she shares, because she has a picture saved of this event happening. And she says, maybe you need this too. If you're closing ranks around a vulnerable sister, or if your girls have surrounded you while you're tender, this is how we do it. There's no community like a community of women. This story proves that you are never alone. You will always have people around you who are there for you. And that is what I feel like worth is all about.
Oh, I can so relate to that. That feels so good that we have a community where we have each other's backs.
Right.
And that's one thing I really do appreciate about recovery.
Mm-hmm.
Is that I feel differently about women than I did before.
Yeah.
I respect women more than I ever have.
Yeah.
I think women are amazing.
Yeah. And that's what I love. When you're able to be completely authentic and vulnerable in the place that you're in, there is a bond and a connection and a fierceness that comes. Mm-hmm. You want to protect. You want to. There's that. It's like a, not a mama bear, but I guess you would call it a sister bear.
Yeah.
But it's very similar, right? Like you are fiercely protective over these women that you share this connection with, this bond where you understand each other, you are aware of each other's situations, and the greatest desire in your heart is to help, to protect, and to validate their journey. And so I think that's one of the wonderful blessings of having sisters and sisters in arms, warrior sisters, you know, whatever you want to call them.
Right. All the different support at worth. Yeah.
Exactly. So there's your uplifting, motivating story for the day. You can find it online. Just type in Jen Hatmaker Elephant Story if you want to find it. We'll try and put the link in the show notes as well. Yeah. So there's your motivational story for today. Keep reaching out and support. We love you and we'll see you next time.
Thanks for joining us this week on Healing with Worth. Make sure you visit our website, healingwithworth.org, to enroll in a therapist-led support group or to check out our blog. If you found value in the show, we'd appreciate a rating on iTunes or wherever you may listen, or simply tell a friend about the show. Be sure to tune in next week for our next episode, because you are worth it.